The nation's top labor leader, AFL-CIO President Richard Trumka, will speak at the Battle of Homestead Foundation's annual meeting this evening. The Greene County native will address the future of work and unions. And ahead of tonight's meeting, he discussed those topics with 90.5 WESA's On Lee Herring, starting with his expectations for the Biden administration.
What we need and what we want the president to do is, one, get COVID under control so we can fix the economy, do a large infrastructure stimulus package, and then help us get rid of the antiquated labor laws in this country that have been used to keep workers' wages and benefits and pensions down. They were written in the 40s. They're no longer useful to help workers get ahead, but rather they're used to keep workers down. And so getting rid of those antiquated labor laws and getting a new act called the PRO Act is very, very important to us.
It makes a difference, of course, that Democrats now also control Congress. But what hurdles do you think remain to advancing your policy priorities?
Well, there's still Mitch McConnell and the Republicans are still going to be very, very determined to stop things that will progress working people. For instance, the tax code that was passed actually encourages employers, to outsource jobs, change those incentives, rewrite our trade laws so that they actually help and protect workers, rewrite the labor laws. The Republicans under Mitch McConnell will fight those things, I'm sure, viciously, but I think there will be some Republicans who will go along, and hopefully we'll be able to get the labor laws that were written in the 40s rewritten and help workers get ahead.
You represent a broad swath of industries, and technological changes like artificial intelligence and alternative energies are expected to reshape a lot of them. Which of your members are most vulnerable to these changes, and what can be done to keep them from being left behind?
Well, the AFL-CIO, first of all, launched a technology institute. The pace of current technological breakthrough is just happening fast. So the institute that we've launched is going to serve as labor movement's think tank to help us solve issues created by technology in collective bargaining and, in fact, any place that it arises, because it affects every single group of workers out there. Some it may affect more readily, more quickly, but it will affect all workers at some point. And so we're going to use the institute to try to prepare the labor movement, because we are uniquely positioned as the only force in the country with enough power to make sure that working people are at the center of the issues on the future of work.
We're in a period where a key political factor has been fear and anger about worker displacement in communities like the one you grew up in here in southwestern Pennsylvania. How can you and how can Joe Biden reconnect government to those places and reconnect those places to the economy?
That anger results from the fact that the rich keep getting richer and more powerful, and workers keep getting less. The attack on unions over the last 3 or 4 decades has contributed to that. We represent a smaller share of workers than we did after World War II, and so workers get a less share of the wealth. You can't fix inequality of wages and wealth without fixing inequality of power. And that's why getting rid of the antiquated labor laws that we have, that's why they have to be changed and modernized so that we can change that equation. If we do that, then the benefits of technology will be shared equally, or fairly at least, across the entire spectrum of people in the country, and that anger that you see will begin to lessen.
That was AFL-CIO President Richard Trumka speaking with WESA's On Lee Herring.